For a second straight day, demonstrators have taken to the streets in New York City protesting the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Several people were arrested at this afternoon's protest in Foley Square. One officer was injured. WCBS's Mac Rosenberg has more.
The protest began with a march to police headquarters, then back north up Center Street, south to Foley Square, and finally across the Brooklyn Bridge. Hundreds of people held signs saying, "I can't breathe," the words said by Eric Garner 6 years ago, and the words said by George Floyd on Monday in Minneapolis. There were several arrests made for disorderly conduct as people blocked off traffic on Center Street and were told to get onto the sidewalk. One officer sustained a head injury. Social distancing is difficult, to say the least, when hundreds of people are packed next to each other. A lot of them were wearing masks. The protesters were a diverse group, white, black, Latino, and others, making this a unified call for justice. At Foley Square, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
Mayor de Blasio is asking protesters for calm as they head to another demonstration at Barclays Center this evening.
If you are angry with the government, if you're angry with the elected leaders, direct that anger to all of us, because if we haven't done enough, then we are the ones who should be held responsible. But the police officer in front of you is a working man or woman just trying to do their job.
The mayor says he's given the NYPD instructions to respect peaceful protests. He says the NYPD will make clear what the ground rules are.